Chapter 44, The True Sign. In Decapolis, where the demoniacs of Gergesa had been healed, the people had constrained Jesus to depart. But they had listened to the messengers he left behind. As he came again into that region, a crowd gathered, and a deaf, stammering man was brought to him. Taking him apart from the multitude, Jesus put his fingers in his ears and touched his tongue. He sighed at thought of the ears that would not be open to the truth, the tongues that refused to acknowledge the Redeemer. At the word, "Be opened," the man's speech was restored. Jesus went up into a mountain, and there the multitude flocked to him, bringing their sick and lame. He healed them all, and the people, heathen as they were, glorified the God of Israel. For 3 days they thronged about the Savior, sleeping at night in the open air, and through the day pressing to hear the words of Christ and see his works. At the end of 3 days their food was spent. Jesus would not send them away hungry, and he called on his disciples to give them food. At Bethsaida they had seen how their little store availed for feeding the multitude, yet they did not now bring forward their all, trusting his power to multiply it for the hungry crowds. Again the disciples revealed their unbelief. Those he fed at Bethsaida were Jews, these were Gentiles and heathen. Jewish prejudice was still strong in the hearts of the disciples. Where are we to get bread enough in the desert to feed so great a crowd? RSP. But obedient to his word they brought him what they had, 7 loaves and 2 fishes. The multitude were fed, 7 large baskets of fragments remaining. 4,000 men, besides women and children, were thus refreshed. Then with his disciples, Jesus crossed the lake to Magdala. In the border of Tyre and Sidon his spirit had been refreshed by the confiding trust of the Syrophoenician woman. The heathen people of Decapolis had received him with gladness. Now as he landed once more in Galilee, where most of his works of mercy had been performed, he was met with contemptuous unbelief.